Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is everybody listening to the I Mom So Hard podcast right now?
Kristen just fell asleep listening to me talk.
We were talking about vacuums. It doesn't trip my trigger.
Not what you think.
Not that I'm not going to be into it because I am a mom and I do like to clean, but it is a Friday night and I would like to not, you know, think.
No, if in this house, if I am talking about vacuums, I am either talking about the thing that's like a stereo component, I am talking about the anomaly in space, or I am talking about that thing that you do on your nose to get rid of your blackheads because
am I awake?
Yep. Welcome.
Welcome to our podcast, all you 28-year-olds. Speaking of 28-year-olds.
Yeah, Trey's here.
This is going to be so fun. We have our new producer here, Trey, and it's going to be weird for him, and it's going to be not weird for us when we talk about our lady parts. Yep. And we've got this nice young man in the room.
Yeah, you might have heard us say things like, Trey, can cut you that take out. That out?
Yeah, and if it made the cut, we are not doing a good job. If we were, hey, Trey, I can't have my mom hearing me say that, so can you take that part out? So yeah. Now we're going to keep Trey in, and that's what we're going to do.
We are podcasting on a Friday night. Who knows what could happen.
We have some cocktails.
Could get crazy.
Oh, yeah. Here. I made it through. I did not. Just full disclosure. Okay, by the way, I do have other jackets, but I love this one, so I wear it a lot.
I love it on you. It's like your signature piece.
I don't buy new clothes very often. And when I do buy new clothes, I need to think them through.
I have not been lately.
And I showed up, and my good friend, who I've been with kind of all day, I went home to make sure Eleanor got to soccer, and I came back here.
Jen's did you see how husband, fast she cut me off? Because she doesn't want me. She wants to get her side of the story out first.
All day long, a giant tag on my ass of my brand new pants.
I saw her earlier today, and I remarked how cute she looked in her outfit.
How did you not see them? I walked in front of you.
Didn't do a spin in front of me. You could
so
see.
Embarrassing.
All right. First of all, you saw I was in a very waspy, heated exchange with the front desk guy where we're having a meeting because I had told him twice, Kristen and Jen are here.
Yeah.
From the 23rd floor. And then I'd said it twice. And then Kristen walks up and he goes, can I help you?
It's because
I'd not said anything.
It's my mannish approach. It's my voice. It's probably my leather jacket. It's probably my new jeans.
That lady with the tag like, on her jeans. So anyways, I said they were nice. She goes, you know what? I love them. I'm going to keep them. So she showed up here, tag flapping around, still hanging off the back.
That's what she said. But honestly, this is not the first time this keeps happening to me because I don't want to commit to something unless I know I really like it because I'm trying to like shop less and like make good decisions. And I am the queen of returning things, which you can say whatever you want, but if it's a 30-day return policy,
you're
I'm going to give it the 30 days.
In there, right?
Well, I'm going to try it out.
Tell them about the snow boots.
Shut up.
Tell them about the snow boots. Some people do this. They do like a test run rental
Jen,
thing with items.
There was a – I didn't think they were very comfortable, and nor did we have any snow. So I felt like I was within my reach.
They
to,
were good for a trip, and then they were good to go back. That's the kind of shopper Kristen is, and I'm the kind of shopper that like goes to Nordstrom Rack and buys all of her return shit.
Yeah, I
discount price.
I'm a strong receipt keeper, returner. Mm-mm. In fact, I think my local mall where I go to Macy's, I think they're like, "Are you running some sort of a Are you running a con?
I think that secret shopper's in here again. Make sure you offer the credit card.
Why does she always come in with a bag and like a receipt? And she, I see her social media. She wore that sweater 14 times. I think she's into it.
I swear to God, I am such a guilty person that I will like, you could accuse me of shoplifting and I'm not, but I'll think I did it. Because
But I'm not stealing it. I'm soft testing it.
She's kicking the tires on the
sweater. Seeing if I want it. Don't give me a 30-day money-back guarantee and not mean it. Okay? I'm not going to keep something I'm not happy with. Moving on anyway, circling back.
I did order that, like, that Il Maquillage. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but it did make me break out.
It did.
It did. Pretty big and bad. And you have 14 days to reach. You guys, everything makes me break out. I mean, everything. I can look at the MAC counter and work it. Like, it's horrible. So I had 14 days to return it. And at day 10, I was like, well, I can't keep this.
That's right.
You've got four more days. Girl, I still own that shit. Yeah. I couldn't get it. Return in time. I couldn't.
Oh, my God. You know how I love free stuff. Listen, this, not free stuff. I'm not stealing it. I'm trying it out and I'm returning it based on the given contract of the receipt. Okay. Speaking of, like, not keeping things for 30 days, I broke dry January. Not that I was really trying. And here's what I said to Jen. I said, I went 3 weeks and didn't have a drink. And I think that's because I didn't have anything socially. And then I went to a party where I knew the drinks were expensive. It was like they closed the place down to have a party.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got 2 drink tickets. They're each, like each drink is $16. There's no way I'm walking out of here without.
It's like money in your
hand. No.
You
got to do it. You can't. And they had vegan pizza. So I was like, I'm going to drink.
Sounds fancy.
It
vegan
was
pizza.
Awful. I was like, your pizza's bad, but your booze is all right. Why am I doing dry January? So I had 2 drinks. It wasn't worth it. And then this is my first one, and it's now we're past it. It's fine.
Did I send you that meme that's been absolutely killing me? I think I've sent it to several people. I can't believe you're not one of them. Oh, I did send it to you. I remember. And it says, me getting invited to something where alcohol's not served, and it's a 0% interest sign from a car dealership. I'm like, well, I'm not going to talk to anybody then because I will be too uptight.
I remember one of our family reunions on my mom's side. By the way, you know, she has like 13 brothers
and
sisters.
If you tell me that they had a dry.
They did.
What?
At Mahoney State Park. They had literally a dry reunion. And it was like they were being punked. Like the last one we had was outside of the Coors Brewery. I'm not kidding. We toured the Coors Brewery and then we had the reunion and like, there are just always, there's a room that we get that is just for booze. Because that's the way everybody gets along.
That's the way
I
know your family.
We had a dry reunion. And I think people were like, all right, I think I'm good. Good to see you. We'll see you in the next 4 years. I don't need to stay here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Topsy Turvy in town.
Gene, I'll see you at the bar.
Yeah, speaking of jeans, don't return them.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't just because like somebody messed up, planned it there, and there's no alcohol in that park.
Know thyself, know our people. We don't, nobody's going, nobody's in the program, even though they should be.
They're just a good time.
Small
town Catholic.
Small town Catholic people. Like,
When I waited tables, I used to wait on so many priests and they were like martinis at lunchtime. And I didn't know they could. I didn't know that was a thing.
They can.
Okay.
And they can eat, they can smoke, and they can drink. Thank God.
Definitely smoked.
Yeah.
Too.
This just was back heaters. One after the next.
Smoke in a restaurant. Like,
I didn't know a priest that had a Harley, and I was like on the fence about that, but I thought it made him cool. I also thought it made him kind of attractive, and then I got weird.
That explains a lot about your confirmation.
Hey, man, I felt like by the time I got confirmed, I should have had my first kiss. And at the end of it, I did. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Now your
family's
pissed.
My mom's like,
you've
got too far.
Okay.
You can make jokes about your vagina, but don't make jokes about the church.
Yeah.
You don't know who's listening.
They're crossing themselves right now, though.
Yeah, they are.
What were we going to talk about?
Trey's so uncomfortable. He's like,
I know. He's
Lord.
Dear God, what did I get myself into?
Get ready.
Well, I had to tell you this thing because it's pretty benign, but I'm pretty fired up about it. So
that should be the name of every mother's book.
Right? Okay. So my in-laws were in town last week.
That's enough.
No. It was lovely. It was a great time. However, we were talking about okay, so we're talking about how my nephew, who's 22, he grew up in Vermont. Like, small town in Vermont, Rutland, lovely town. Like, he has been walking himself to school since he was in kindergarten.
Sure.
Like, him and his best friend, Miles, they have a first day of school picture every year from the time they were in kindergarten. I know, it was so great. My kids are in fifth grade and third grade, and we're in Los Angeles, and I would not let them walk to school.
Never.
Because number one, people go like 60 down residential roads.
Yeah.
We live on a really like hilly part.
Yeah.
So Braden was talking about, my nephew was talking about like riding his bike to school, and Dash started laughing because he goes, oh, like kids ride their bike to school.
I know.
Was like, Dash, they do. Like, I used to ride my bike to school, but like now I feel like, oh, the way I'm failing them currently is we live in this big city and they don't get to have like a normal childhood. You also, your neighborhood's a little bit different. So kids can like walk over to another kid's house. There's no kids in our neighborhood. And it's like hilly as shit.
Well, but we force it because the kids, we do have kids in our neighborhood, but it's also like people drive so fast down the streets.
So fast.
And you, it's still LA. It's still like, you still feel like a little bit of like, I don't know. I don't like him going out after dark. I just like feel like I'm more aware of that stuff. But my parents were like, wait, did Kristen come home? Like, I could have literally, there was a short time where I lived in the tree strip. I just, it was summer. I had a tent.
Your mom would like call out the window.
Woohoo! Oh! Yeah. And I'd come in with like dirt in my hair. And she's like,
okay,
you need to take a bath. And I'm like, I already did in the creek. I don't know why I got to come back in for this
bath.
Bird bathed it. I was in third grade. It was the greatest.
I ate some grapes and berries found.
I'd go in and just like as fast as I could go get like groceries from the kitchen and then run back out and I'd get like bread and eggs and like I was heaven.
Yeah.
But you know, and then I know what you're saying though, because this is the most LA thing. And I realized in that moment, I was like, these guys are not living a normal life. We've given Finn, because he's about to turn 13, some independence after school. He gets to go with a buddy.
God, even those words scare me. Independence after school.
I mean, let's be clear, not a lot of independence, because it's been proven that you give too much and you get your ass handed to you.
You got to remember your gym shorts before you're allowed.
Oh, and so much more.
License on your own life.
So much. So there's this like really, it's kind of bougie and it's like this like corner market or whatever. And he.
Let's go full bougie. Is it a bodega?
It's an Erewhon.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's not my fault. It's like, it's in our neighborhood, but it's way down past the thing. And I think Erewhons are the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And every time we pick him up in front of their Erewhon, I say to him, I just want you to know that you are a fool if you even walk in to that dumb grocery store. If you're paying that much for chicken salad, I have raised you wrong. And he's like, well, I don't understand. And I'm like, fine, whatever, we'll back up. But so over there, oh God, him and his friend, they went and got sushi for lunch. He came home and blew his money that he gets for the week on a sushi lunch.
Holy crap.
And then I go, Finn, I said, you don't do that. There was a burger shop there that like the burgers are like the ones that you told me about, like Hayo burgers or whatever. They're $7. I'm like, go get a burger with your buddy. That's totally fine. We planned on that. They went to Sugarfish.
Oh my God.
And I was like, we don't do that. I haven't been. Like, you, who are you? What are you thinking? And he was like, the fish or the sushi was so fresh. I'm like,
you got to hold that kid down and cram some fiery Cheetos down his throat and ruin that palate again.
I know, right, man?
What the heck? That's fancy food.
I'm like, the sushi is so fresh.
It's so just delicious. I can't.
It is so delicious, but we have a door. We get to say that because we're adults.
That's right.
A 12-year-old does not get to go into a sushi joint and know the difference between bad sushi or the only sushi he should know is sushi from the mall.
We grew up in the Midwest and it wasn't fancy places like Chicago, okay? I didn't try sushi till I was like 24.
I was like 26 years old and I saw how much it cost and I was like, you know me, I'm like, oh God, I budgeted for one roll.
Listen, when I used to go someplace after school, it was Taco Bell. Now, I think Taco Bell now is like the stuff of millionaires. But when I was a kid, they had a $59.79 menu that was
I love Taco Bell.
It was like 79 cents to get a chicken soft taco.
Supreme is so good. But then I go back and forth because, you know, Colin was raised. Here's the other thing. Colin was raised in Houston. So like his Houston, LA is not so different. So like his right. experience for our kids, he doesn't think it's that crazy. You know, he's not as worried as me. But like my kid going to sushi for lunch like makes me insane because I just think like we didn't even have fast food places. We had a Dairy Queen. We had a Pizza Hut sometimes. We had like a gas and shop.
Remember you got caught skipping lunch.
At Subway. The Subway had just opened. Yeah, note to self, if you try to skip school one day, don't go where literally all the teachers go. And here's the sad thing. They were like, what are you doing? Are you doing, you know.
Picking up sandwiches for the teacher's lounge? We don't expect you to do anything bad, Kristen. What are you, picking up a band?
Me and Lynn are like, sitting there staring at each other weird. And they're like, God, they're being weird. Why are they weird? Never occurred to any of them that we had skipped one period of school. God, we were rebels.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But my son is like having this like full LA experience. And I'm like, I'm weirded out by it.
Hold on. I just remembered. Did I tell you about that time that I skipped school with my friend Mike and his mom caught in and came in and caught me ironing my hair on the ironing board?
Oh my God.
You guys, I had one of those ridiculous like wedge perms and I hated it. Like, didn't we all from the second we got a perm, like really hate it? And so we skipped school. I think it was because we didn't want to walk the track. And we went to his house.
Please add that part that's my favorite, that your friend would smoke a cigarette while walking.
Everybody did. You'd walk it. You'd get to the far end of the track. But when you got close to the teachers that were counting the laps, you could just stick it in it was so cold out. It was so cold.
That made it sound like you just said you shoved a cigarette in your ass. Like
No. In your sweatshirt. You had to wear.
I don't know how that works. I had to follow you because I don't know what the assumption is because I did not smoke.
You hold your sweatshirt out a little bit and then I'm not. Jennifer, I didn't do this.
Smedley.
I didn't do this. I didn't do the sweatshirt thing. I'm sure I
come on.
Did other things. But like you just because.
Oh, I see. You put your hand in there. I'd start myself on fire. You know me.
These are, you got to kind of cup it in your hand so you don't set yourself on fire. But if you see it, you'll just think it's steam or something because it's so freaking
cold.
Well,
also the PE teacher's smoking, so everybody's good.
And also, yeah, back then there was I think freshman or sophomore year, there was a smoking lounge out that you could go to.
I know.
After
there
lunch,
are pictures on the internet right now of like showing like high schools from the like late 70s, early 80s, and they have a smoking section.
Well, God, it was in the 90s.
I know,
guys, but there was still a smoking section. If you were 18, you could go out and smoke
after lunch.
I think
I vaguely remember that we had that. I remember like kids that I thought looked like they could be parents were outside smoking.
Yeah, and then the narcs.
I don't like that title. Thank you very much. If you were coming into an undesignated area, you're not allowed.
I'm talking about, okay.
Like an actual narc?
Yes. So supposedly, somebody will give us confirmation on this. Okay. So supposedly, like where I went to high school, supposedly they would have like adult, like young cops that would come in and
that's the dream.
Students.
That's the movie.
Yeah. It's 21 Jump Street, right? Or whatever. Okay. So I think that they did in the 70s because when my Uncle Bob went to our high school, because we went to the same high school, and then it like split off into two. So if anybody knows anything about the Bellevue High School, it was Bellevue High School.
Oh, it was Bellevue.
And then it was Bellevue East. And then Bellevue West was like the fancy one. And he said that at one point, it was like his sophomore or, sorry, junior or senior year, they put everybody in the auditorium, the gymnasium, locked the doors, and they opened all the lockers with the master keys, and they just started pulling.
Can you imagine how much pot was on
so
those?
So much pot.
I mean,
and they arrested,
bricks
like,
of it.
He said like 60 or 70 people got arrested for having drugs in their lock. Probably like Quaaludes and all that kind of.
Oh my God.
All that.
So much stuff.
You couldn't even lock kids in a gymnasium these days. Like that's highly illegal, but. No. Back then, too, you could like spank and hit kids.
I know, right? Literally, you could manham. That's manham. That's
manham them?
Where's my brain? I know. It's weird. It's a different time. And I feel like I'm getting a lot of like punches at me, and I don't know how to exactly handle it. I'm like, my kids are going to be city kids, and I was a country kid. It's a really weird thing.
Yeah.
They don't have a clue. Oh my God. And it makes me laugh when they're like, it's cold. I'm like, it's 52 degrees.
You don't know what
it's
cold.
It's cold.
Is.
My mom and dad are like, oh, it's 17 below zero. They don't understand like why you would have to take such a big coat. They don't have a clue. They are so spoiled. Not spoiled, but like spoiled from beautiful
weather. Yeah.
Like 100% they will go to a, like, I hope they go to like Michigan or something or Nebraska and like.
Okay, my kids don't complain about the cold in the way that I'm concerned that they have nerve damage or something like that because my husband is from New York. I'm from Nebraska. My son will wake up in the morning. My husband's always outside with the dogs, like first thing. My son will come outside in his underwear and start playing with a lacrosse ball and stick like into the net. And Britt's like, hey, bud. Hey, bud, it's about 40. You want to go put your robe on, put some shoes on or something? And
yeah, I had an uncle, bud, and he did the same thing. Yeah, he did the same thing. I was like, hey, you're in your underwear.
He does not get cold. And I send him to school, and I'm like, will you carry a jacket so people think I'm a concerned parent?
I know.
Like, legally, I feel
your
like I have
to your kids do run hot.
You.
And, like, Delilah always wears shorts. I'm like—
Always shorts.
My daughter wears, like, 18 layers and, like—
Today, I told her no shorts. You know what she put on? Hose, pantyhose underneath her shorts. I was like, listen, grandma.
Did you wear real pantyhose?
They're white. They're like,
that's tights.
Tights.
Pantyhose are the one.
But they still
don't
have
you remember
weird,
us?
Darker upper section.
Did you ever have to wear pantyhose when you were like, why do I feel like this is like weird? Like I'm playing like an
yeah,
adult doll.
All the time. Yeah.
I remember I had to wear them for speech team and I'm like, I'm 14. This is weird. I look 11. Why do I got to put this on my?
And it's though. Like, people aren't seeing your face and how pale you are, that you have, like, I look like Middle Eastern from the waist down and from, like, my chin up.
Can we keep that? Are we allowed?
Nordic.
I know. It's true, though, because
Middle Eastern people are more tan than me.
Yes.
You're more tan than me if you're any melanin whatsoever.
I know. And then my mom would bring home, like, from our mall, it was called the mall, the Central City Mall. It was a grocery store. And I would need them for speech team. And she'd bring me home the one in the egg. And she would never look at
legs.
The skin tone. Legs.
Legs.
And
yeah.
Always too short, which is weird because I was not that tall.
That sounds nice.
Oh my God. The crotch would hang down and I would have to wear these like old lady pantyhose. Yeah. I'm like, who am I trying to fool here? Like what?
It's just like Spanx, people. It's not your aspirational size.
No.
The coloration of your pantyhose is not aspirational. It's not suntan. It's whatever color you are.
I'm telling you.
For me, it was eggshell.
The egg and the tights were the same color, so therefore you put them on.
Nope, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I get that.
I know. It was gross.
Our kids will never know what pantyhose are like.
Yeah.
They'll get to always call them tights. You always felt weird being like, do you have pantyhose?
I also feel cheated about the, because the word pantyhose.
Pantyhose. Yeah, hose. H-O-S-E.
Because I was going to say moist.
Moist.
It's grosser than moist.
It's weird to be like, I need pantyhose.
Pantyhose.
Pantyhose. Or do you have hose on? Like, what kind of hose, yo?
A pantyhose sounds like an insult.
I think I totally get what you're saying about the, like, feeling like the push of the country city stuff because I think right now I get, like, homesick about this time of year, even though it's the coldest time of year.
Yeah, when everybody's, like, shoveling themselves out, you're like, okay, I think I'm good.
Yes, but I still have this, like, I think it's because it's right before spring and I sort of feel like I liked being home at this time. It's weird because it's like terribly cold and it's not easy, but I think maybe I have some like romantic ideas in my head of what it felt like. And my kid, it just feels like things are slower there.
Yeah.
Like I understand how everything works. I'll tell you, we're part of this soccer team, and our field changes all the time. And I had to find a new address and a new place. And LA's a huge city. How many? Yeah. 14 million, 11 million, something like that. Mm-hmm. And they're all over the place. So like, I got to put in my GPS. I got to drive 40 minutes. I don't know where it is. I don't know where the turn in is for the field. I don't know. Is that our team? I can't see him in the distance. I got to walk across the field. And I just remember like my parents would just like roll up. There was one field. Right. There was one school. Right now we're doing interviews for middle school. We're looking at middle schools.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds like bougie. That is just the way LA schools work.
LA schools are different
They're so different.
Like, I don't want to bag on LA entirely and have people say, well, then just move.
No.
Because there's wonderful things about it.
There's more
love.
Good than bad. I'm not Absolutely. Saying there's bad. I'm but saying it's different than how I was raised. So I'm feeling the difference.
Yes. Here's a pain in the ass thing. You will be assigned a school that is in your area, but it might not be the best school for whatever reason or for your child in specific. So they have like magnets and charters and things like that. So
you have to apply to get the points, to get the thing.
Yeah, you have to apply to what school you want to go to.
Yeah.
And I think they thought they were solving a problem, but just like created sort of new ones. But it's weird.
It is weird.
You've
got to
think years ahead. Here's my big complaint is we don't get to like have a garage fridge and then open the garage door and sit out like on the driveway and just have the neighbors come over and have drinks on a Friday night. Like,
I know.
We don't get to do that on the 4th of July. Like, we kind of don't know our neighbors that well. You know, Dale and I've accused him of murder. I don't think he did, but
fair,
I don't know.
Kind of.
Christine, I don't know.
I think it was fair for us to have some questions about that guy. Plus, he always watches you as you undress in the back. Like, he's hoping that you run after Dashiell, you know, in your underwear. He's like, oh, the kid's out.
Maybe
if I hold out, mom will come out in her bra being like, Dashiell, get inside.
I'm like, wow, Dale, you've really been playing with the bins there.
Yeah, you've been standing by those bins for a long time.
Waiting for. He's very nice. He brings tuna
over. Listen,
I
know what it's like to have a Dale neighbor, okay?
You do.
I'm like, you haven't become my friend unless my neighbors put a note on your car. That's how you've been inducted into the Kristen of it all. But here's what I would say about living in LA that I think I forget sometimes is like, you really do meet such extraordinary people. And it's not about Hollywood. It's about like, I don't know, like, you know, we went to Shabbat down the street and our friend is, he's Jewish and she's Korean and they do Shabbat on Friday nights. My kids have never been a part of that. That's really cool. Like we have friends that are gay. We have friends that, you know, there's just this whole mix of people that you are choosing to get along and everybody's like helping each other. It really is lovely. It's just, sometimes I think it's not the people, it's the speed and it's the number of people.
Yeah.
It's the sheer numbers and just feeling like no matter what, you're always having to figure something out. Sometimes I just want to know where the field is and who lives in what house and where we're, you know, are we all going to the same school? Great. Cause then we can all, like, it's crazy to me that like Eleanor's going to like not have some of the same friends. I started preschool with my peeps and I graduated high school with them.
Yeah. Same deal. Like I just found a whole bunch of pictures that I took because I was one of the few people with a camera.
Yeah, dude. What's that?
Seventh grade.
Millionaire.
And I still like know those people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still like friends with them on Facebook, even if I don't like live there.
Yeah.
But like everything in LA is three times harder. It's three times as expensive. It takes you three times as long to do something. And it's three times as frustrating. See, Trey agrees with me.
Trey agrees.
It's true. He's from Florida. It's just, it's because there's a lot of people, but it's also because there's a lot of people that it's really awesome. But what it does is like, you know how, okay, so I heard this thing one time where somebody was like, things that have a one in a million odds happen 300 times a day in the United States because there's
size?
300 million people in the United States.
Oh, God.
You know, like,
these aren't going to be positive. No,
but I know, but it's when you live in a place that's so big, weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
And that's why I get weirded out about like, I don't know My neighbors that live across the street, I don't know. So it's different, like sending my kids out into the world to walk to school for 15 minutes. And I literally don't know whose house you're going to pass.
Yeah.
I don't know who lives there. I couldn't pick them out of a crowd. I don't know the cars that they drive. I know nothing.
Yeah.
Like, and it matters to like be in a small town and like know, well, they are going to go this way to school. And every single house that they pass,
yeah,
those kids all go to school with them.
Yeah. I get it.
We had these things. We had these, like, it was a blue, like, little star that was printed and put up in our windows of at school. So you knew that if somebody had that in their window, you could go there if you had an emergency.
Oh, that's
nice.
Like,
if somebody, like, offered you a ride and they felt scary or sketchy and you didn't know them, if you had to go to the bathroom or had fallen and gotten hurt on the way home or something, they were like a safe person and they were part of this phone tree. And like, there is nothing like that in Los Angeles.
This is how small the town is that I'm from. When I was an eighth grader, it might have been described as somewhat lippy and
tomboyish.
Tomboyish, but also just couldn't keep my mouth shut.
Kissed her priest.
No, I didn't.
Wanted to.
Maybe. But didn't. No option. Okay. I mean, I went to confession. I was like, it's just me and you in here. It's very like, hey, everybody loved Fleabag for the same reason, all right? Like, I'm not saying he looked like that because then we would have kissed the priest from Fleabag. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, my God. Thank you. Are you kidding me?
So don't make me weird about it.
Okay.
I thought he was a little old for me.
Now I get it. Now I get it.
Anyway, I was... I had a fair share of bullies that would have enjoyed having me have my ass kicked at any point. And I was an eighth grader going to be a freshman. And I remember I was at a field doing something. I was like either playing softball or something. And I walked home, which was, if it was a mile, it was six blocks. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was so close. Our whole town is so small. So I'm walking and all of a sudden I can feel this car is following me. And I'm like, oh God, here we go. And I knew that these girls really, they wanted to kick my ass. And by the way, what? I'm from like country. Like
my
this is not.
My lips are so pursed right now that I am.
But you know where we're from. These are not hollow threats. They're like, I'm going to beat your ass. You're like, I know that's coming.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was alone and I was walking through the neighborhood. No. It was 4 o'clock in the
pussy
afternoon.
Pussy ass move,
totally.
Ladies.
So I heard their whole bunch Chevelle behind me, and I was like, oh no, I know who that is, and she's big, and she's mean, and there's two other friends with her, and they're going to kill me. So I had my backpack on, and I'm sure my pants were hiked up as far as one can hike them. And I started to walk
I've
a little.
I've got to get these Subway sandwiches for the band. I made a promise, and I'm going to keep it.
I only wanted to skip one class. So I'm starting to like pick up speed. And I'm like, they're going to beat my ass. And I'm not really prepared for that. So I just did a left turn, went up a set of stairs and walked into a random house. Literally walked into a random house. And when I walked in, I fully recognized the woman that was in there. and I looked at her and I go, I didn't know you lived here. And she was like, she was like, I do live here. And she's like, how's your mom? And I'm like, she's good. I think these girls want to kick my ass outside. So can I just hang with you for a little bit?
Let me call your mom.
And she's like, let me call your mom. I know your mom. Let me call her. She's probably still at the school. I said, that's great. We sat down and like, I think she like made me some, like a snack. Yeah. And I just waited for the bullies to leave. I will say this. I believe we build our own neighborhoods, and I think you did this with your school. Like, Jen is so incredibly involved in her school that I believe she and her husband kind of helped bring up the, like, greatschools.org number. Like, that is 100%. And that's real estate, y'all.
I don't think that's
100%
true.
There's you guys do so much for that school. I think where I feel like our school, Colin does a lot, and I just give money. I am big on our neighborhood.
Too. Write so those checks, people.
Make a point to know everybody. I like,
yeah.
I make friends. They don't want it. They're annoyed. I don't care if they have their headphones on. I'm like, hey, I just live over here. And they're like taking their earbuds out to have a conversation. And I'm like, I just need to know that I've got one more house that my kid could metaphorically walk into if they needed to. You know, I have a weird thing about that. I need to know. They would know something was going on.
I do think it's like LA's disconnected, and so you do feel like you don't have to know your neighbors. But I just, because like where we're from, you guys don't take this for granted if you live in the Midwest, and start doing this if you're not doing this wherever you're from. Not that I'm giving advice, but I have noticed, especially lately, like I'm old now, whatever, but like.
No, she's not. She's 38.
That's right.
I'm going to have a sip of my cocktail because it is happy hour.
I say to people, oh gosh, if you need anything, let me know. I'm just up the street or whatever. Yeah. Like, and I mean it.
Yeah.
Like, because I know that like it's so insular and it's like hard to ask for help, but it's also really hard to like put yourself out there to offer help. But I think that's one of the things that you need for like community building, you know, is to be like, my husband's really good about this too. He's from New York. He's got all of the neighbors' phone numbers.
Yeah.
Like in his phone, and they do call him and text him and like send him what's up. Like he was just texting to see whose alarm's going off because my wife is trying to podcast right now.
Yeah.
Like, and then I say, you know, like, you know,
even to Dale.
Yeah.
Dale, I'm going to be in a bikini later if that makes you easier to deal with when my friend goes into your U-shaped driveway and makes a, you know, I hate
over
doing
your
that.
Mailbox again.
I,
and
I know.
We
one time. It's just a ding. Don't say that.
You can return it, Dale. Don't worry.
I saw the Kristen tags on it, Dale. We think the same way.
How.
We think the same way, Dale. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I do think being neighborly is really important. And again, another positive about Nebraska, or not Nebraska, because I have so many, about LA is my neighbor across the street. She's hilarious. Her name's Renetta. She's from Ukraine. And she was so awesome. She came over and she's like, I see you and your kids playing, and I have grandkids your age, or their age. You bring them over, and we'll play Uno, and you go get a drink.
Ah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. Like, she's offering, and she's excited about it. So sure enough, we were like, we could walk over and grab a quick beer and test the waters. And sure enough, I mean, the kids had the best time. We came home. They had 1,000 snacks around them. They each had a TV tray.
Oh, my God, I love it.
They're playing. And Renetta's hilarious. She's like spicy and like so fun. And she had this these TV trays out with like chocolate, and they're playing Uno for real. And Eleanor's like in heaven. She had these like clips in Eleanor's hair. And this, we were gone an hour and 20 minutes. And then we walked
they're
in.
They're like, sorry, we're staying, Mom.
Renetta's so funny. She looked at me and she goes, if you want to go back to your house for like 30 minutes with your husband. And I'm like, Renetta, we don't need 30 minutes, but thanks. Thanks.
Wishful thinking, Renetta.
My husband's like doing shots in the background. Like, you know, she, it was
that's
lovely.
Amazing.
And that's what, you know, I think when you live in a very diverse place and you live in a place with a bunch of people and everybody's different, you do get these experiences that are just really
that's,
special.
But our school is like, it's crazy.
Oh my
like
gosh.
I have everybody's phone number. And it was so funny on our, like one of our class WhatsApp groups, somebody like went off in all like Russian text.
You're going to translate her. Like, you're like, I got to know what
no,
she's saying.
I was like, hey girl, wrong thread, right? She deletes like all five messages.
Oh.
Like, yeah, because you know there's somebody in there too that's like, how
dare you? Like, oh, I would want to know.
It's like,
I would want to know.
I know. I know. It's so fun. But I have everybody, like, I was out with some friends from school last week and they were like, do you have everyone's phone number? And I'm like, not yet, but I do.
You kind of do. You're kind of the mayor of your town.
They're not all in my phone, but I have everybody's phone number.
You, because you do so much of the school. She's on all these WhatsApp groups and I'm like, what in the hell? Like, I'm on zero, but I just go, you know me, I'm analog. I just go.
Yeah.
Like I do what nobody does. And I like show up at people's doors and I know they're looking at their ring to see like why I'm there. And I'm always like, it's just me. I was in the neighborhood. I thought I'd stop by and say hi. If you had a minute, I didn't, you know.
Yeah. Kristen is that mom that will just show up with a folding table and go, wait, I thought you said today we're selling something and brought my coin counter. Whole bunch of Subway sandwiches.
I've always got the wrong date. Yeah. I never know. I brought my Subway sandwiches. I'm wearing my new jeans.
Close
TBD.
It's field trip day. And
Jenny, do you want to talk a hot flash?
Hot flash. Hot flash.
I do have to say, Kristen, he's hot.
Oh no!
There's
hot flashes. Do you agree?
There's kind of two.
It's always this. I have a hot flash, but he's. You know what he is? He's more nice than anything.
No,
I'm like,
you're
going
to think he's hot, Kristen.
Who?
Okay, It's Brody that dude. Now, dude stands for Labradoodle, Golden Doodle. But he
are you talking about a dog? Are you going to bring a hot flash as a dog?
Nope.
I'd rather talk about my priest. I don't even know where he is.
Look at his owner who has his own. He has his own Instagram account, too. You can't see
anything but his left arm.
Kristen, hold on. It's Cliff, that dude. Okay, hold on. Here's them. Look at that.
Come on.
Number one, he looks like Travis Kelce.
Okay.
See? He brings the dog.
You and I have very different tastes in men.
What?
And that guy's got that dog just to get dogged.
Well, you know what? It's working. So it's
What's his thing?
Brody, that dude. He dresses the dog up and takes him on like motorcycle
rides. I'm thinking
rides
that's a red flag if I'm dating him, honestly. You got too much attention on your dog.
That's funny because look at, that's him and Brody.
I think it's
dude.
A pussy grab.
It is.
He's like putting it out there. Guys, you see me just drop that word so fast?
It's working
New year,
on
new me.
Well, I think he's great. He's got so many followers, you guys.
I know, way more than us. We're like, well, we're not a golden retriever.
His owner works out. He likes to water ski. See, look at that.
Okay. That one.
See, okay. She's going to go through. She's going to deep dive
him
this
later
account and
see like if he likes my new jeans. Right. I should keep them. What's the word? Didn't I do that with a sweater the other day?
And look, that's a heavy dog. He lifts him with ease. There he is.
Oh,
like
Trey.
He's courtside at a Lakers game with this dog. You guys look him up. It's lovely. Sorry. Sorry. He's cute, Kristen.
Hey, and if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, go ahead and subscribe. We're on all the social medias under iMomSoHard.
Review. Go to our website and
get tour tickets.
Yeah.
It's coming around the corner.
iMomSoHard.com.
Vegas is going to be a big one. March 2nd.
Yeah. And then I do, you know what?
We're staying at the hotel. We're playing at the hotel. We're not leaving the hotel. My husband's not going to be there. It's his birthday, so that's good for me.
We're going to stay an extra day.
We're going to stay an extra day for work purposes.
Yep. I'm going to do some penny slot research.
I'm going to do some tables because I'm not a weirdo with the slots.
Okay. I've got a mom box.
Oh, boy.
That's especially for Kristen. It doesn't have anything to do with dogs.
I love dogs. I just didn't like the dog's owner. The dog's fine.
I don't know who this is. I'm going to give the full, like Instagram handle.
Okay.
It's like Ears of Wellness.
Ears of Wellness?
E-A-Y-R-S of Wellness. I don't know.
Ears of Wellness.
It's not a name.
She has
but,
to spell that out all the time. She's like, it's E-E-Y-R-S of Wellness. Because Ears of Wellness was taken. It doesn't matter. Just
this
E-E-Y.
This message is so sweet. And I had to make sure that Kristen saw it. I'm sure you've been getting a million messages like this, but the mom pride I feel for Finn when I watch him on his show is strong. After years of hearing him grow up, I'm just so dang proud of him. He's doing such an amazing job, which means he is working so hard. Clap, clap. My kids know all about you ladies, and they are lovers of your children's book. And when we all sit down as a family to watch his show, they are so excited for Finn.
Oh, that's so nice.
Please pass on our amazing job. Keep up the great work. Thanks for giving us a fun new family show to watch. Messages to him.
That is so nice. And you know what it means so much that like everybody's like looking at him and like they're one of his own because he truly is. And that's even despite the sugarfish story, that was a one and done. And I told him never again and he got in trouble.
Yeah. But you know what? Peer pressure.
It was kind of peer pressure.
Sushi.
I was like, who do you think you were?
You don't even like unagi.
I don't want to go to Sugarfish. I'm like not a billionaire. I'm like, make a sandwich,
yeah,
save yourself $18.
Go to an all-you-can-eat place.
Yeah, what are you doing? Is that guy paying?
Yeah.
Like, so I do think that's really nice. And I have to say, and stop me, Jen, if I've said this before, but I was really proud of Finn because it is a weird thing to be doing this thing that has a lot of adults. And, you know, he's around he got out of school to do it and he had to keep up his grades. And when everybody else gets to go home, the kids have to stay like 2 or 3 hours to do schoolwork. And
yeah,
it was very important for him to be on the like high honor roll, which he got. And so I was really proud of him because when he didn't know I was watching him, he's really kind to everybody.
Oh, that's the best.
And did I tell you the story about the guy that warms up the audience? Did I say this? Okay, so when you go see a live taping of a TV show, they have a person there who warms up the audience for and they like keep everybody clapping because it's a live audience. And so Finn loves it when the live audience is there because he like does like dance moves and everybody's kind of watching him. He doesn't know that he thinks it's kind of like a school play. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like on the scope that I think the adults understand that it
is. I don't think he sees that either.
He wants his coaches to be proud of him, and the coaches happen to be the producers and the whatever. So there's a guy that like runs the crowd to make sure everybody's having a good time. And that job, you see that guy and you're like, oh man, that bro probably goes a lot of days without hearing anybody say that what he does is important or is cool or whatever. And he's a super nice man. He's been doing it for like 25 years. And Finn got to do a little interview and they were like, who have you really learned from? And of course, I think they're angling towards the big stars. And he's like, I don't know. I don't even know the guy's name. I think it's Dan. He's like, I really like the guy that warms up the audience is Dan. He's always doing really funny jokes and keeps the crowd going. And I was like, I bet that bro it made my heart swell. And so like, I think he's worthy of being proud of him, even though he can be a real, make no mistake. I'm going to say that. He got in real big trouble like 4 days ago. I'll throw him right on their bus on another one on that.
But I'm not going to give him too much credit.
No, but I'm just saying, I appreciate you guys saying that you're watching and that he's doing a good job because I really do think he's working hard and he's just being himself.
Yeah, it's Extended Family if you haven't seen it.
Yeah,
it's great.
And we're done filming the first season, so it's just airing now. So like, he'll come home from soccer and we sit down and we're like, there you are.
My kids are watching it. It was really funny, though. I was like,
Dashiell came to set.
Yeah, and they watch it. They're like, hey, there's some days where they're like, there's a new episode of this coming out.
Yeah.
And so there's a new episode of Finn's show coming out. And so the next day I was like, did you guys watch? They go, Delilah goes, yeah, I did. And Dash goes, part of it. I go, well, you didn't watch the rest of it? He goes, it was adult subject matter.
Oh,
and I
was
like, I go, so you policed yourself? He goes, yeah. I go, but Delilah, he goes, I don't think she understood it. I was like.
Or she was like, I kind of did. Yeah, there was one episode where they definitely talk about the parents having sex.
That was a minute then.
Finn was like, I don't know if this is appropriate. I'm like, it's not a beer. It's okay. Like, it's all in the like.
Yeah. Dash tapped
world
out.
Of,
he was like,
right? Finn kind of was too. And it was, you know. But thank you very much for the nice words. I let Finn read that message, and he was very touched.
Well,
I think we podcasted.
Did we podcast?